This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's the drive! Way back! It might be! It could be!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back after a little bit of time off. Wednesday night, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming online, ratpacksports.com. Also, the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're also streaming on the TuneIn app as well. If you're an iPhone user, you can download us on the TuneIn app. We do not have a app for the iPhone yet. Working on that. You can also find us as well. You can stream from ratpacksports.com. And you can also find us on Twitter at ratpacksports with a Z. Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show. You can find us on Instagram, Rat Pack Sports. You can also find us in our Facebook group, Rat Pack Sports Show Group, as well on Facebook, man. It's been a little minute. Busy month. And normally every year, anyways, we kind of take a little bit of a break before we get into football season, because once we get into football season, everything fires back up. So our Sunday night show fires back up. Obviously, football season, that show is dedicated for on Sunday nights to football. So you would talk college, we'll talk NFL on Sunday nights. And that's usually the conversation that we have on Sunday nights. As we has done every year, Rat Pack Sports Fantasy Football League. I'll be getting out those invites to the guys and anybody that's in the group. Follow us on Twitter or Facebook. You'll also get a little little message on the in the group. If you want to join, just let us know. If I have to create, you know, five different leagues, you know, that's what I have to do. So, you know, we're going, as we always do, we're going to take them all as we come. So sometimes we've done three separate leagues. Sometimes we've done two. We've never just done one. We've always had enough people to do two leagues. And I think it's Boss Hog won it this past time. So, you know, we're going to get the guys together. We're going to have our draft. Anybody that want to join, just, you know, let us know. And, you know, we'll get you on there. But we will have that draft in a few weeks, probably before Saturday, Sunday before the first regular season game, just after the last, you know, preseason game. We'll do that then. So I know a lot of people do their fantasy drafts now, or, you know, I tend to wait till after the preseason, because if you draft now and then let's say one of your guys go down in the preseason, you stuck. You really stuck. So I try to you know, do the drafts right after that last preseason game. That way we know who's going to be starting week one. So we'll get that squared away and going as well. We're going to talk, you know, a lot of different things. Obviously, training camp, you know, a lot of news coming out of training camps all around the league. So we'll get into that. Obviously, you know, hometown team, Bucks, we'll get into that as well. You know, we'll have some conversation on the situation with, you know, Deshaun Watson and the NFL kind of, you know, doing what they do. And that's, bumping their chest a little bit after, you know, Roger Goodell, you know, took the power out of his hands, put it into a, you know, sort of independent arbitrator hands. And, you know, now they're, you know, protest, well, not protest, what's the word? Disputing, you know, her decision of the six games. Roger Goodell saying a full season with the ability to reinstate after the, I guess, the end of this season, one full year. So we'll see, you know, how that goes. There's been a lot of chatter back and forth, you know, online. Obviously, it's a, you know, hot topic, but I'm pretty sure myself, William Graves, Boss Hall, Sean Naylor will be on with us, possibly Nicholas Lane. He'll come on, talk a little bit of NBA. It's been a while, so I'm pretty sure he's excited, you know, to get back on the air just like everybody else is. And we'll get into that as well. So got some we won't do the live video feed. We won't do that tonight. We'll jump back into the live video stuff as we get closer to the regular season, because we're going to do a lot of live video stuff in between the preseason games, you know, talking to Bucks over at Bucks Life News, talking football over there with those guys at Bucks Life. And we're going to also, you know, do some pre- and post-game stuff with Bucks Life News also. So as long as I'm not at a game, we'll open up with some pregame video chat, you know, questions and, you know, comments, thoughts, predictions and stuff like that, pregame of the, you know, Buccaneers, you know, so we'll do that as well going into the season. Sunday night will probably be another live video night as we get out of the, you know, the football talk on Sunday night, and we'll take more questions from the fans and everybody on the, you know, NFL games and also, again, Bucks. So we're going to do a lot of stuff, you know, with the video action. Next week we'll probably be on the video feed And but this week we're just gonna go with the audio. So those of you who are tuning in on the audio feed, and I'll throw a link up in the group for those that you know, want to stream and listen through the link itself. So it's been a lot, man. Been a lot. So we're gonna get started. Obviously, we have, you know, it's Wednesday night. That's number one. It's Wednesday night, and we got AEW on the tubes as well. I will be flicking back and forth between that, and you have the you know, NFL training camp also on NFL Network, which personally, out of all the coverage, I enjoy the NFL Network coverage on pretty much everything when it comes to commentators and just insight. You know, they actually report on everybody. They don't just pick their favorite teams or their favorite players and they just talk about them, you know, all the time and kind of forget everybody else. They actually, you know, go into detail with every team, all the major players from those teams, and they have some pretty good coverage. Just like, you know, when it comes to the draft, that's another thing that, you know, when it comes to the draft talk, man, I don't even turn to ESPN no more. I don't even turn to ESPN anymore because their draft coverage is terrible. Terrible. Let's see. Get in these accounts. Yep. So, but their, you know, their draft coverage is terrible, and a lot of the times I really don't like you know, watching it. So, again, we'll have William Graves calling in. You know, as I said, Boss Hog. We should have William Graves, you know, calling in as well. And we should have Nicholas Lane calling. William Graves just sent me a message, so he'll be in 5 minutes. Dude got a lot to say. The guys actually got a lot to say. We may have a full cast tonight, but it's gonna be a fun show. Guarantee you that. It will be a very fun show tonight. So let's go here. Let me see. Let me make sure I got all my windows and stuff you know, popped up, because it's been a while. So normally, you know, when we on the show, my man said give me five and he called in three. So I know he's ready to, you know, have a conversation here. And we gonna get him in. So I'm not gonna hold him up. We got him on the line with us now. Rat Pack Sports Show. Major contributor to the show. Without these guys, hey, it wouldn't be no me, because hey, they've helped me down a lot when I've been exhausted. So my man William Graves, Crockpot, MC Crockpot. What's going on, brother?
MC Crockpot, that's right, because I always got something cooking.
Yeah, we're not gonna use the other name that we gave you from from a few weeks ago. We got graced with the presence of a left field correspondent other half, and
you know what though, Debo, regardless of what side I was on, that was still pure gold radio.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I tell you what, man, when all four of us are actually on the show, I think that's some of our best shows.
Yeah, you know.
It really is.
And it's never, really a sports show at that point because we don't really talk sports when all four or five of us are on at the same time. It goes in a whole nother direction. That's pretty much us.
It goes into all sorts of directions and
clawing at each other for the next, you know, how many ever hours that we're on, and we don't mention a single thing about sports at all. So I tend to think those shows are the best shows because it's just impromptu dialogue at that point.
Well, you know, it's literally some of our best shows, hands down.
So what's been up, man? It's been a minute since we been on the air. So and I know during that time we've been off the air, that's been obviously with the Rat Pack Sports Show, folks. Just because we're not on the air don't mean we ain't talking. So the group chat has been lit. The group chat has been lit up the last few weeks, and we definitely got some stuff we're gonna get off tonight, especially when some of the other guys come on. Nicholas Lane said he may be able to come on and talk some NBA. Boss Hawk, he'll be on, and then everybody else. If we may get left foot correspondent, he never really announces when he comes on. He just calls in. So we may hear from, I'm pretty sure we will hear from left field correspondent at some point.
Oh yeah, for sure. I'll tell you what, let's kind of kick it off a little on the mellow side.
Yeah we can start mellow
and let's talk Tiger Woods and LIV Golf.
Okay.
So, to me, I made the statement in the group where I compared LIV Golf to the WCW.
Yeah.
And you took a little bit of offense to that.
Yeah, I did,
now,
man.
Now, me and you, we're both WCW guys. I mean, and I want to explain why I made that comment. So, back when Ted Turner bought the NWA, from Crockett Promotions.
Mm-hmm.
The NWA was they were there. But they were a small player.
Yeah, they were definitely a small player, yeah.
And when Ted Turner bought it, he infused all of this money in, which made them a competitor. I mean, he put forth the money and the effort to make it what it was.
Yeah. I would agree.
And so that right there, that is the reason I compared the two. Because I see this Saudi prince who is the main backer of this LIV Golf. That's what I see him doing. I see him throwing this money out there to get these guys. And that is where I draw the comparison, and all that is what he's trying to do. LIV Golf going after Tiger Woods was equivalent to was equivalent to the WCW going after Hogan, Hall, and Nash with those big contracts.
Yeah, I would agree that you're going after the big dogs. So yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is what I was trying to get through with the statement that I made.
Okay.
Now, you also made a very real statement on it too, where you made the statement that, hey, you know, that's all well and good, but if you don't have this constant cash flow, it's never going to work. And you're right, because once you start dealing out these hundreds of millions of dollar contracts, that's a lot of money tied up.
Yeah.
Now, I know that Saudi Prince is like a multi-trillionaire or something like that and all that. So I know he has the money. But my question is does he have the grit? Does he have the guts to continue on this to make this successful? Because his dividends are not going to pay off right away. Okay, this is not a right away thing. This is a long-term investment. And so when you made that comment, it's a very real comment. Now, this is where I want to get into the discussion with you on the era. Okay, can you name me another golfer that is in the PGA today that you could look at him and say he has nothing left to prove? Because I can only think of one.
I mean, Tiger. I mean,
that's it.
And the only thing left to prove is, hey, I'm going to catch Jack Nicklaus, you know, majors record, which he's, you know, through all the injuries and everything, you can catch a flash in the pan for a couple majors, and he's still young enough that technically, yes, he could pull it off and still get those, you know, I think it's three or four majors in the next, you know,
I'd say
15 years and catch the record.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Tiger Woods. He can do that. But
So that is the only thing he has left to prove in the PGA.
Yeah.
So had he actually taken the contract, I wouldn't be mad at him. I wouldn't. I absolutely would not be mad at him. Because he has nothing left to prove.
No.
Unless he's going to go and catch and try to surpass Jack Nicklaus. At this point, we need to call what this attempt on Tiger Woods is. And it's nothing more than an ambassador. Because let's face it. LIV Golf needs a name recognition.
Yeah, big one.
To become a major player. Again, we'll run it back to WCW. WCW had Ric Flair. Then they got Hulk Hogan. Then they got Hall and Nash. They got the names. This is what LIV Golf is going after. LIV Golf is going after the Tiger Woodses. They're going after the Roy McIlroys, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? And this is what that was. Okay? Yes, they probably did want him to perform well because nobody wants to see a player not perform well. But LIV Golf was after the Tiger Woods name. That's what they were after. But so we got to call that for what it is. Okay? It was a name grab is exactly what that was.
Yeah, and they tried it, and there's nothing wrong with them. There's nothing wrong with them, trying what they did, because they know if we pull this off and we can get Tiger, that's it for the PGA. And I definitely agree with that, because no matter how good Tiger Woods is on the golf course, he's going to pull ratings. And when Tiger pulls ratings, that's more money, bigger purses for the PGA. So, but when you announce, what they were paying for him, that's low ball. That's low ball for Tiger Woods, because that man got so many endorsements. He can make that with just probably 10 times that amount on his endorsement by itself. He ain't got to even play a single hole of golf. So you got to come with some real money if this dude loaded like, everybody's saying he is. If you want to pull Tiger, now Tiger already came out and he gave his opinion on, how he feel about live golf. And he's PGA till the end. Why? Because he's, again, the only thing left for him to prove is that majors record. So, and the feud that's going on between Live and the PGA, basically, this has never happened to Tiger. That's why I kind of want Tiger to say, I'll give it a try. Because with the other guys, and I'm going to just say the other guys, I'm not going to even name those guys, because that's what they are to the PGA, the other guys. When those other guys went over there, they pretty much barred them from being able to compete in PGA events.
Right.
Until otherwise, stated.
Well, from what I understand, they have to go through a whole process or something like that if they want to compete in the PGA. And the thing is that you're not going to be able to do both.
No.
Okay. Because live golf is not going to move their stuff to like a Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Golf is a Thursday through Sunday type ordeal. Okay, you're not gonna be able to do it. Okay, and there might be a couple of events where maybe they can sneak in. But at that point, when you're doing that, you're not playing. You're not really playing for, really anything long term with the PGA at that point. Okay, you're merely going out for that event. Okay, and to me, I honestly feel like that puts even more pressure than what they already have on them to go out onto these PGA events and do really well. And what I mean really well, I mean like top five, top ten. Okay, you are not going to be able to sustain going into a couple of PGA events every year and being at the bottom, because eventually these young guys that are coming up, they're going to overtake you. I mean, they're eventually going to overtake you anyway, but when you're bouncing between competitions, that's a rough road to hold. So yeah. These guys that did make the jump over, if you're going to be live golf, then you need to be live golf. If you're going to be PGA, you need to be PGA. Now, Tiger, yes. Look, I don't care what anybody says. If Tiger went over to live golf and for that payday, and he came back and he goes, "Well, I want to play in the Masters. I want to play these Masters events." Do you really think PGA is going to say no?
Say that again.
I said, if Tiger Woods came back after going to live golf and said, "Hey, I want to play in these events," do you really think PGA is going to say no?
No, that's what I'm saying. I believe if it was somebody to do it and it'll make the PGA switch gears, then that is it. That is what the other guys are hoping would happen if Tiger Woods pull it off, and then they have to backpedal because Tiger Woods wants to also compete in PGA events. They're not going to keep him from competing in PGA events. That'll never happen.
No.
Because, again, he's not just the other guys. This is Tiger Woods we're talking about.
Right. I mean, quite simply put, top five golfer all time?
Yeah, easily. Yeah, easily.
I can't even really name the only guy that I can name that you would even say would be better than Tiger Woods is Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I was gonna pretty much just bring up was, you know, when you take away the majors record, you can make an argument that Tiger is the best golfer of all time. Because the only thing, though, he already has the most wins in PGA history, like combined wins with, you know. Mm-hmm. So you can already say he's probably, if you just take away, and I know you can't, but if you just count wins, Tiger Woods is number one. So at the end of the day, you can almost make the argument really good, a really clear argument that Tiger Woods is the best golfer of all time. And the only thing holding him back is the majors record that would pretty much solidify it. So,
well, I think that even if he ties Jack Nicklaus, I think by just tying him,
yeah,
I think that makes him the best golfer of all time.
Agree. Well, I would agree with that. Like I said, like me and you just saying, he's very close, you know, right now. So,
he is.
I don't think there's a reason why he wouldn't already be in that conversation, because dude is just, you know, his career has been.
I'll put it to you this way, Debo.
Yeah.
Name me three golfers that are better than Tiger Woods.
Three? I can't.
There you go.
I mean, I'm not even gonna sit here and try to I'm not even gonna sit here and debate it, or because there's not three
the only golfer that you can make the debate for is Jack Nicklaus.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but, no, I do think that Head Tiger went for the payday. I do think that that would have been a game changer. That would have been something that we would have been, that we would have been talking about even more in depth than what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Because when you're talking about name notoriety in golf, there in today's game, yes, everybody's heard of the Bubba Watsons. Everybody's heard of the Roy McIlroys and stuff like that. But if you ask anybody right now to name a professional golfer, 9 times out of 10, they're going to say Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the thing is that especially with his new endorsement deal that he has going on or whatever, that's probably going to pay him more than that $800 million.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know what his new endorsement deal is, right?
No, well, what is it?
They're coming back out with the Tiger Woods golf game.
Oh, they are. See, they took that away when all that stuff went down.
Yeah.
And they made it into Rory McIlroy, and that didn't work out too well.
Well, and it's not EA Sports doing the golf, not doing the game.
Who's doing it? 2K Sports?
Yes, sir.
Even better. Even better.
2K, look. What I see happening over the next several years is I see 2K Sports pretty much going to they're pretty much going to be running Buckshot over EA. And that is what I see. Because they got their cornerstone, NBA 2K, which just does phenomenal. If I'm not mistaken, they're the guys that are going to be doing the college football game when college football comes back out next year. Now, with that being said, there is talk that they might be able to snag that NFL contract because after next year or the year after that, the EA does not have the exclusive rights to the NFL.
Good.
So
I've been waiting for this for 20 years. I mean, let's see, it's 2022. The last 2K football game NFL wise was done in 2005. And I'm not even joking. I feel like the game that was made in 2005 gameplay wise, cuz I still have it. I still have the game.
Gameplay wise, 2K has always been superior to EA.
Yes. Yes.
Hands down. Why? I don't know if you know this or not, but you can actually go on.
Oh, I've done it because I know it. I know exactly what you're gonna say about being able to mod the game with the current rosters. I've done it. I did it.
Yep.
In 2010, Yeah, I've done it in 2010. Mm-hmm. And I actually had the full NFL roster just through a mod that mm-hmm. you download. You put it on the
and they still do it today.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think the newest modification, I think it's already out for 2022.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
Yeah, I could play that all day long. I mean, I really could do. The gameplay is really no different. I mean, it's better right now than the gameplay on the 2021 Madden or 2022, because the next Madden will be 23.
Right. Well, I do think the NFL, I really do think that they're going to go back to an open competition thing and stuff like that. There is even talk that their NFL Sunday Ticket, that they're going to allow multiple streaming services to carry Sunday Ticket and everything for an open competition and stuff like that. Now, along with that, they're also coming out with their own streaming service, NFL Plus, which I don't quite understand that, but
they're gonna do whatever, you know, what everybody else is doing, and you know how it is, man. It's everybody wanna have their own little streaming service, so they can, you know, you can still charge them an exorbitant amount of money for the streaming service.
Well, their streaming service is only going to be $5 a month. So that's going to be right up along the lines with like the history streaming service, Discovery, stuff like that. But 2K Sports, they're making some moves. They are looking at getting into auto racing games and everything, and stuff like that with like the IndyCar. Not really sure what their deal with NASCAR is or anything like that, but I've always liked 2K Sports better than EA, but I mean, that's just been my personal preference.
Well, this is what I did when 2K Sports lost the ability to make an NFL game. I already had them play Madden up to that point. I knew Madden was trash. I never liked the gameplay. And the best thing that EA had going for it was the game had John Madden name on the cover. And Madden and Pat Summerall did the, commentating mm-hmm. on the game. So for me, yep. I just said, man, listen, I'm not buying another freaking NFL football game. Matter of fact, I'm not playing another, you know, NFL football game. And I haven't mm-hmm. played another NFL game outside of the modded version of 2K Sports.
Well, and, you know, and like I said, and I have a feeling that the person that is doing these mods for the NFL 2K, I really do feel like that they are somebody that is actually in the 2K company and everything, and you know, and I think,
or it could be just some really smart you know, game nerd doing it too.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, either way it goes, it's obvious that we're not the only ones that feel that way, or people wouldn't have sat down and put forth the effort to put these mods out to keep it fresh and everything like that. And I really do feel like that if it does become an open competition again, with it, if you go and you look at those graphics that NBA 2K has,
yeah,
and you, man, look, it won't even be close.
No, it won't.
It will not. They will blow EA out of the water, because EA Sports, in a way, they kind of got like the WWE. They quote unquote beat their competition, 2K Sports, and then they just got lazy.
Well, they knew the game was theirs at that point. They didn't have no competition, so you know, at the end of the day, without any competition, you don't have to worry about, you know, making a top notch game. You're the only game available. And that's the whole problem with the market. When you do that, because there's no incentive to developing a top notch game, there's no competition. And that, you know, that's what I always have said, and for years EA just they continue to just put out trash games. It basically is the same game year after year. It's the same game year after year.
I mean, you know, the thing is that, you know, okay, I do like the fact that they have stuck with the same type of gameplay and everything. I do like that, but if you really look at it, I mean, the graphics they get a little better every year, but not much.
Well, they only get better because, I mean, the technology and the freaking games is and the systems are better. Could it look better? Probably if you had a better engine running it. EA doesn't have the best engines out there when it comes to game development. I mean, as far as like, you know, when it comes to like Call of Duty and Battlefield. I think Battlefield is not EA. That's different. That's Frostbite. But when it comes to games like that, like Battlefield and stuff, oh, dude. Whatever they doing with Battlefield, they need to take that engine, that gameplay, and put it into Madden. And then you need some whole new game developers. You need all the freaking VR technology you can to make these moves lifelike. Like I said, in 2K, when you made a cut, it was an actual cut. When you played in 2K, a real juke, where they, you know, you see them, they plant, they hop. They plant, they hop. Just do what y'all need to do and make sure y'all get the ability to make more games, cause I'll buy it in a heartbeat. I'll be one of them nerds that's sitting in line waiting for the store to open. I'll be that dude. Mm-hmm. If 2K makes another football game, I would be one of those dudes sitting in line waiting for the doors to open because I want it. I mean, I would pre-order it the second they announce it. I don't care if they if it's 3 years away. I pre-order that sucker the second they announce it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I think it's coming because I don't know who actually has the control over the John Madden estate or anything like that. And, you know, and I'm going to guess his kids do. Now, I mean, unless his kids just want to keep racking in that royalty money.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, they can still do that and everything, but the thing is that if the NFL goes back to saying, okay, we're going to have open competition and everything, I don't think that I don't think Madden is going to sell as well as it has over the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Just simply because, like you said, they've been the only kid on the block.
Yeah, I got you. Let's see, 9:21. All right, so we're going to take a quick break because we're getting down to the end of the first hour. So we're going to take a quick break on and come back in an hour or two, and we'll get into some more conversation here live. Rat Pack Sports Show. We're here Wednesday night, and glad to be back. And we will see you guys after this quick message.